Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Tuesday, September the 3rd. Over there we had the grains mixed. We had December corn up a half a cent at 401 and a half, December wheat down 2 cents at 549 and a half, and November beans up 7 cents at 1007. We did take out last week's high by about a half a cent, closed just under it. Tomorrow we'll get the StoneX estimates on their grain crops here in the U.S. The USDA is expected to come out tonight with their crush at 192.1 million bushels. That's against 184.8 last July, so another pretty decent number there. We did have another sale this morning, 132,000 metric tons of beans to China. Right now, most people are talking about the drought in Brazil. They've had some forest fires there. It hasn't gotten into the real mainstream press out here yet, but if Brazil continues with this drought, depending on obviously where it's going to hit, that could certainly spark our soybean market. The Chinese have been looking for beans. They've been pretty good buyers last week, as we saw on the export figure for the week. And if they're having any concerns about Brazil getting in a good crop this year, they could certainly turn to the U.S. for more beans out here, which would certainly be helpful. Right now, we've got the dollar down five ticks at 101.57. I'd love to see it close under 100. If we could close under 100, I think that'll be the first key to taking a look at significantly lower dollar values, which again would be helpful. For the rest of the U.S., the weather, we look fairly dry east of the, west of the Mississippi, Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, all looking dry for the next 10 days. Heat, you know, low 80s to mid 80s, basically around most of the areas out here. But they need some moisture to help finish off the bean crop, which they don't look like they're going to get in those areas. But the question is, how big is the crop? We'll have to see. We'll get the StoneX numbers tomorrow. But, I don't think it's as rosy, nearly as rosy as the USDA says, or nearly as rosy as Pro Farmer says out here. Now, the funds are still heavily short. We've got them short 233 corn, short 41,000 wheat, short 123,000 beans, short 47,000 oil, the long 12,000 meal. For the rest of the week, we've got the crush today at about 2 o'clock. That's the USDA crush. We're going to have crop progress at 3 o'clock. We'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock. During the week, we'll get export sales will be delayed until Friday out here. But we'll get the U.S. trade balance on Wednesday morning at 7:30. I don't think that'll have much impact on the grain market out here. But overall, market seems fairly content on staying around $10 beans and $4 corn. And we'll see if that holds up here this morning. The crude oil did take a $3 drop off that last night's highs. We're down $2.37 a barrel. That pushed the bean oil down 92 ticks overnight, but the meal was up $5 offsetting that. But, I think the market's just trying to find itself as we head into harvest here, and we'll keep an eye on the harvest. We'll keep an eye on the Brazilian weather and the U.S. weather. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-Hedge. Have a good day.